Welcome back. The Quincy Lions Club's annual Evening for Sight fundraiser is coming up at the end of this month, actually. So the president this year, Chris Richardson-Smith, has stopped on by to chat with us about the club and about the events. Nice to meet you, Chris.
Nice to meet you also, and nice to be here. Thank you very much.
That's our pleasure. We're looking forward to learning about the fundraiser that's coming up. But here at QATV, we've had a long-standing relationship with the Lions Club through our Talking Bulletin Board program.
Oh, exactly. And we find that to be so important for the visually impaired. And we are happy to be recognizing QATV at the Evening for Sight, which is March 29th, with a special award for that Talking Bulletin Board and for all the things that you've done to support the Quincy Lions Club in the past.
And you were telling me that this is kind of the first time that the club has recognized an organization, right?
It is. Yeah. It's the very first time we have recognized an organization for this award. It's the Massachusetts Lions Eye Research Fund Award. It's called the Sight Award. And we have nominated QATV, and you'll be receiving the award at that event. So we're very excited about it.
Well, thank you very much on behalf of Michael Jarvie on our staff is really the one who works with Don Juvenetti at the club to organize the talking talkers, if you will, the folks
yes.
who read the bulletin boards. I think it's one of, if not, one of the oldest programs on QATV.
Really?
Yes.
How interesting. Well, it's so important to make sure that everybody understands what the public service announcements are and what the local happenings are, and we are very pleased to be the talkers for the bulletin board.
And I know that they're always looking for more.
Yes, yes, that's a good point.
Sure. So if you feel the need to read, you could benefit the community as well
exactly.
by doing that right here. Yeah.
Exactly.
So let's take a little step back and tell me a little bit about the Lions Club. It's been around forever, right?
Well, forever. We began in 1941,
wow.
which is when we were chartered. We've got about 55 Lions now, and our goal is to serve the community and to have fun doing it,
right.
too.
Yeah.
We do various, have various different things going on in the with different programs, different ways we do so. We primarily focus on vision and youth, with a lot of different programs that we have in place. For youth, we do the Peace Poster Contest, which is for middle school kids, and it's part of an International Lions competition. Mm. There's also the speech program where there's a speech contest, and that's a Massachusetts Lions event. And we do various different things with vision. We have a Christmas luncheon for the visually impaired every year.
Oh, nice.
We do eyeglass sorting and reclaiming eyeglasses to give to those in need. We help supply, we put people in contact with who are economically disadvantaged
sure.
and need help getting glasses. And we also have provided two screening units to the Quincy school system. And they use that to check the eyesight for all incoming kindergartners and some also in first and second grade,
mm-hmm.
as well as help for those who would have trouble in a normal type of an eye exam, say for those who have English as a second language.
Oh, okay.
Or those who might have difficulty explaining the problems that they're having. So we do about 1,500 eye screenings per year.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so key to catch vision problems at the earliest possible moment, right?
It is indeed.
Yeah.
We expect about 8% of the kids who are screened to have some kind of an issue, say they need different glasses
mm-hmm.
or new glasses, or they might have some very serious situation that needs immediate attention.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so important to get those young kids. We also would like to be able to screen more in the area of the preschools.
Yes.
And those tend to be all independent or privately run. And we'd like to offer our services to those preschools to do vision screening
okay.
and to start that prevention even earlier than kindergarten. So if anyone's interested
yes.
in contacting the Lions Club of Quincy, we'd be happy to arrange some screening for you. As I said, it's non-invasive. It's like a camera
yep.
takes a picture of your eyes, a piece of paper comes out, and it goes to the child's parents to explain what the results
were. You're not collecting information or
not
storing data?
Right.
Yeah. That's a big concern these days.
I know. Yeah. We're not doing any of that. And it's very quick and easy, and the kids seem to enjoy it. And they're all used to smiling for the camera. So it works well.
They probably have their own cameras, even at that age.
Probably so, or their phones or whatever.
Yes. That's a great, service, though. Back in the day, you know, when dinosaurs roamed the earth and I was a child, they didn't catch my vision problems until third grade.
We hear that so often because kids can't explain it. They don't know that that's different.
Right.
What they're seeing is different.
Because it's always how they've seen.
Exactly.
So they don't know.
I mean, we've had, there's plenty of stories about people we've caught really severe illnesses at 3 years old that eye health issues that no one had known.
It's incredible.
Yeah, so we're able to save, if we can save one child's sight, we have been successful.
Okay, so there would be no charge to the preschool?
No charge, not at all.
That's great.
You just need to let us know. Or if you're if you're also part of a school, we also, the cameras are also loaned out to private schools if they would like to use them. We can also arrange for that.
Okay, good to know. You also offer high school scholarships, do you know?
We do. Yeah. It was one of those youth programs, which we offer four high school scholarships each year and technical scholarships as well for folks who wanted to pursue a more vocational path or a technical path.
Okay.
We call them a toolbox scholarship.
Oh, very good.
So we've got academic scholarships as well as the toolbox scholarships.
I think there are going to be a lot of opportunities in the vocational field in the coming years.
We believe it's a really important area.
Sure.
And we're pleased to be able to sponsor some scholarships in that area.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Evening for Sight.
Okay.
It's coming up March 29th at the Terrell Room, right?
In the Terrell Room, yes.
That's a new location.
It is a new location. We used to be at the Quincy Neighborhood Club.
That's right.
But we thought we would try something new and different because this is the first, actually, Evening for Sight we've been able to hold since COVID.
Oh, okay.
Our last one was 2019.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. So the highlight of the whole evening is, of course, to highlight those who are getting awards at QATV.
Yes.
And we are also giving the Francis McCauley Service Award, Community Service Award, to someone, and that is Jim Dumphy, who is president of South Shore Bank, for all the various different service activities and gifts that he gives of himself to the community through South Shore Leadership Institute, the Chamber, the Lion, YMCA, and so on and so forth. This award is for a non-Lion.
Oh, okay.
So we're always looking in the community for folks who are really important to the community in terms of service.
Very nice. So it named in honor of the former four-term mayor here
That's
in Quincy,
right? Because he was actually a Lions Club.
Strong member. Supporter of
a
the Lions
strong
Club.
Strong supporter and responsible for so many of our members and our past members.
Yes. You never said no to Frank when he said, do you want to be a member of the Lions Club?
No, he used to have some great stories about that and how he got to be a member of the Lions Club, too. So he was a great supporter.
It is also a fundraiser, yes?
It is indeed. It is our largest fundraiser.
It is, okay.
And we're going to have a lot of fun, too, we think, on this evening.
Oh, do tell.
It's not just going to be giving out awards,
okay.
But we're also going to hear a little bit more about Lions, of course, Quincy Lions. But the other thing is that we'll be having lots of raffle items.
Oh.
I think we've got over 30 sponsors of raffle items.
Really?
So it's going to be a lot of choices there if somebody wants to win something or
can you give us a little sampling of what some of
the prizes
might
be? I actually have a
list.
That's
good. Yeah.
It's quite a large list.
That's okay.
I'll just say we've got the Encore Hotel, a night at the Encore Hotel, and $500 towards dinner.
Okay.
So that's a lot of dinner.
Nice, yeah.
We've got the Quincy Marriott offering an evening as well, YMCA membership for 3 months. We've got lots of gift certificates from local restaurants. Dependable Cleaners are giving us gift certificates. Lots of a basket of different puzzles and things for the whole family.
Fun.
I mean, there's so many different things.
Well, a lot of folks have stepped up.
Yeah, they really have. Yeah. And we have had some very generous sponsors as well. We've been so pleased to have so many of our sponsors. In particular, I'd like to shout out to Quirk auto dealers who have become our highest level sponsor, which is what we're calling, and actually I've forgotten.
But well, it's the progressive sponsor.
Yes, thank you. You've got the paper there in front of you.
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Thank
you. My cheat sheets.
Excellent. And we've got so many other local organizations who are donating funds or being a sponsor for us, such as the Hamel Leiden Funeral Home. We've got the mayor has given us a sponsorship, Manet Community Health, Arabella Foundation, Granite Payroll Associates, and it goes on. And I encourage everybody to take a look at the website to see who's our sponsors. And we'll also be advertising or thanking our sponsors in the Sun.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Is there still opportunity, Chris, to make donations
there
or be a sponsor?
There absolutely is opportunity to sponsor a raffle item or to come to the event itself. We've got plenty of tickets.
Okay.
We're looking for about 100 attendees, and we have plenty of room if somebody else would like to come.
Okay.
And I think they just need to contact us via the website.
Yes.
There's a way to buy a ticket on the website, as well as you can contact us through email or send in a reservation through the post office box as
Sure. Okay. 6 to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, March 29th at the Terrell Room. So 6 o'clock, it'll still be light out, so you get the beautiful view of those windows.
Yes, we'll have a great view. And the Terrell Room also is one of our sponsors.
Oh, very
nice. Great to work with.
Okay. Do you have a goal for the event?
Our
goal
to raise is $15,000, and we are pleased to say we're right about at that level.
Yay!
So every little bit more will take us over the top and let us do even more for the community.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do the funds, are they geared to any specific program at the Lions?
Or they'll just be going to support, say, all of our scholarships.
Yes, okay, sure.
All the ways that we help the community, as well as some of the money will be going to Mass Eye Research to help support those functions, and we'll give a little bit to Lions International to their disaster relief and their other work that they do in the area of vision.
Okay, so you bring up a good point too. Lions are, I mean, there's local chapters like Quincy, there's regional like Massachusetts and New England, national, and then international.
International. Yeah. There's about 1.4 million Lions around the world.
Wow.
It's a lot. We are the largest volunteer organization in the world.
In the world, yeah.
And we're growing all the time. But the whole point of this international organization is that we serve at the local level, like Quincy.
Yep.
And if you go to some of the different communities in this area, you'll see Lion signs at the start of the community, because we've got Lions organizations throughout Massachusetts.
Yes.
I think we've got about 1,000 members just in our particular district.
Okay.
And we've got 5 different districts in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and when you walk into a Lions Club meeting with your lion pin on, I'm sure you're welcome no matter where you're from. Right?
You are, exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in finding out more
about you've read my mind, Chris. How do you become a Quincy Lion?
Please contact us. Yeah. I think you've got the information with the email and the website that should be showing, as well as you're welcome to come to any of our meetings.
Okay.
They are the first and third Thursdays of the month at 12 o'clock at the Common Market.
Oh, okay.
So just come on in the door and sit down and have lunch with us and find out more about it. The other thing is, of course, we can give you more information via email or other ways such as that.
And who can be a Lion? Is there
everybody is welcome.
Okay.
Everybody is welcome.
And you have separate committees, I'm assuming, that folks can join?
We do,
choose.
And we have so many, like I said, so many different activities.
Right.
We do everything from, say, ringing the bell for Salvation Army at Christmas time, to doing Wreaths Across America. Mm. We participate in the cleanup process in Quincy.
Cleaner, greener.
Yes, that's the day.
Coming up, actually, yeah.
We do a pancake breakfast.
Yes.
That's aimed at families and seniors. We do the Evening for Sight, which is for fundraising. We do as, yes, there's plenty of committees. Oh, and we're going to be marching in the Flag Day Parade for the first time, and we've got a committee working on that.
For the first time?
So, yeah. Well, the first time recently.
Oh, okay. All right.
Since I've been a Lion.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, so we're doing all different kinds of things.
How long have you been a lion, Chris?
I joined in around 2014.
Oh, you're a newbie.
I'm a newbie, I am, although I come from a long line of lions. My father was a lion where I grew up,
okay,
and that's how I knew about lions, and my whole family's involved in it.
Very good. Yeah, mm-hmm. What drew you to the Quincy chapter?
We moved here in 2013,
oh, okay,
and we decided that now it was time for us to join Lions. We're retiring and able to do a lot more service activities, mm-hmm, which for us is a really important part of our life. That's exactly what we're doing right now, and
yeah,
we're doing several different service areas
is this,
of service.
Your first time as president of the club?
Yes,
it is.
It
yeah.
is.
How's it been?
It's been fine.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, a lot of activity,
yes,
a lot more things going on than you anticipate, but well worth it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's the just a 1-year term, is that right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is, although there's also a way if you wanted to go up and learn a little bit more, you can start as secretary and
oh,
treasurer.
Okay.
We've got a vice chair, 2 vice presidents, and the president.
Nice.
So there's a lot of different ways you can participate in the Lions organization.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're excited to be back in person. You know, it's been hard on all kinds
been.
Of fraternal and charitable organizations over the past couple of years.
I mean, Zoom is fine,
yeah,
but people get tired of it.
Yes.
And it's not quite the same thing.
It's
we
not.
Like being together and talking and enjoying and hearing about what we're all doing.
Yep.
And it's difficult to do that on something like Zoom.
Sometimes, you know, the informal brainstorming sessions are the best, they're the most productive, you know,
that's
if you don't
right.
have an agenda and folks just tossing out ideas and suggestions. You can come up with great things like preschool vision screening.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. But it's been a way to keep going, and we have been able to have meetings now and then depending on the situation with
sure.
COVID. But the whole thing for us was this year is coming out of COVID, mm-hmm, recharging, reinvigorating the club, and finding new ways that we can contribute to the community.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. There's dragonflies, you know, they are born in water and they come out of the water and they fly high and they go and they're beautiful and they go on to do many different things. So that's kind of, we're kind of coming out of that.
Yeah.
Coming in, spreading our wings.
Nice.
After COVID.
Very nice. Well, again, the Evening for Sight fundraiser is a Wednesday, March 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets still available. Opportunities for sponsorship and for raffle prize donations
are still available.
Okay.
Please. Yes.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes.
Great to meet you and
you.
Chat with you.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe.
You are very
and
welcome.
Thank you for your support of Lions.
You're welcome, and thank you for the award.
All right. We'll see you then.